Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of January, recording at 7:45 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, let's take stock markets first. No dramatic changes in any of the evidence here as to whether stock markets have actually peaked or in the process of topping out after a rally of nearly 2 years, just a little over a month shy of a two-year rally from that March 2003 low. We have some conflicting evidence, and as you know, the big change that we've seen so far in January has been the negative divergence shown by a number of indices, and we've seen far more negative divergence than we've seen bullish confirmations. Where we have had, or bullish reconfirmations, where we have had bullish reconfirmations, it's in areas that few people watch, such as the Eastern European stock markets, which I suspect is an ongoing process of a reweighting of portfolios, something that'll take the better part of at least a year to complete, and is also justified by fundamentals. They've got their flat taxes and their lower labor costs, and very much the capitalist incentive without the welfare state. Among developments of interest here, Wall Street is getting a little bit oversold on a short-term basis, as I mentioned in today's comment, but it would need to show some reasonably good upward dynamics to indicate that it was going to turn up from here. It's also testing some initial support levels, such as the S&P, getting back close to the range from which it broke out on the upside. S&P is currently at 1169. I think the breakout was right around the 1160 area. So a number of interesting things for people to watch. Overall, when I weigh it all up, as I said or indicated a moment ago, that the weight of negative evidence that we've seen since January certainly it causes me to be extremely cautious in here right now in terms of the upside. And also some of the evidence that I see, for instance, some of the other markets outside of or Eastern Europe that are performing are things that had previously lagged and were on my catch-up list of candidates. Remember, I listed five stock markets. And of those, for instance, in here today, well, the Philippines, that's been doing the best. That's just been up every day for about 8 or 9 days in a row, and including quite a significant upside breakout. South Korea, in which I do not I don't have an interest in the Philippines either, sadly. South Korea is very firm in here right now. Japan's second section index, that is, by the way, has me on the verge of going back in and picking up some more Nikkei futures, which I could buy below where I took my profit on the last trade in the March contract. I wish I could buy the second section index, but there isn't a futures contract for that. But that second section index has been up 22 out of the last 24 days, and that is a very powerful positive lead indicator signal in my view. So I may buy some Nikkei futures again. I may even do it tonight. Now, other factors to mention. Late in the cycle evidence. Look at those mining shares, Billiton and Rio Tinto that I put up today. For mines to move, well, that's very much they are very much in the sort of cyclical laggard category, although they've been pretty strong all along. So I think what we have seen in what I've dubbed a sort of era of supply inelasticity, that has changed the cycle somewhat. They've been, as I say, the point is they've been firm all along, and but continue firm. And I have commented last week, I believe, on the fact that a lot of people are saying, well, lower the risk portion of your portfolio, NASDAQ type things. You remember that was my first short position at the beginning of the new year to short NASDAQ futures. Unfortunately, I didn't hold on to it and took a small profit very quickly in that. But so people are avoiding what they now see as risk in NASDAQ, and I agree that I think the technology sectors look extremely vulnerable. They have been coming out of financials, and I agree that they should certainly be doing that. And those are leaders, remember. When I was talking about the rally back and the upside potential back in March, April, May, June 2003, I kept citing the positive leadership we were getting from bank shares and from technology shares. And when I returned from holiday on the 31st of August and started writing this last year, 2004, I commented about the upward dynamics for the indices and the firmer tone for financial shares and also the NASDAQ. They lead both ways. The financial shares have been weak recently. The NASDAQ-type stocks have been particularly weak, and there have been some notable turnarounds, such as the peak in eBay that I was discussing last week. And say people are now moving more aggressively back into some of these big mining companies. And so that suits my supply and elasticity theme, whether this will just be a temporary short-lived rally, and then do we see that sector succumb to some of the profit-taking that we've seen elsewhere? Well, that will depend on how well the general market indices are actually doing and what the U.S. dollar is doing, and we'll have plenty of time to monitor that on an ongoing basis. But I'm happy that my remaining equity long positions are overwhelmingly in Asia, particularly in emerging Asia, and also in supply and elasticity related shares. Okay, Treasury bonds. This is getting a bit painful in here, up at 114.23, up 11.30 seconds. Here today, so extending that move to a new high. Now, you know my view that this is an overall topping out process here, but if I argue against my hypothesis in the short term that these ought to be weakening and coming down against the background of the rising short-term interest rates, there is that premise that I was discussing last week, and I think we had a rather good letter on this subject, or a good email on this subject that I posted, and then Mark Lowry's comments just saying that people were perhaps very much of the view that U.S. interest rates wouldn't be going up all that much because the economy would weaken and the inflationary pressures would abate, and that really they were investors were quite relaxed on the inflation front, and so on. Well, plausible enough theme, particularly when it fits what the market is actually doing. I think I'll tough it out with my short position, which was built on a baby steps basis anyway, a little longer in those with those Treasury bond shorts. Currencies. Now, the euro is up a little bit against the dollar in here today. It did get up to 131, currently 130.60. We've got the Australian dollar back up at 77. That's looking firm. Looks like it can go back up and test that 78 to 80 range. It is range bound at the moment, but continues to firm within that overall range. Seeing currency strengthen against the dollar once again does fit my hypothesis that we have seen most of the dollar's technical rally, at least for the time being, and that it may well, I expect it to form a primarily ranging pattern, but I think it's probably near the higher side rather than the lower side of its range against a number of these currencies, and I do not feel that we've seen the dollar's final low. Now, if we see the dollar ranging lower, that ought to firm gold up again. Currently 427.15 as I speak. Silver has been firm here as well. That had a very good day on Friday, 686. Palladium firm again, but it's got to break back above that sort of 200 to 10 levels. Currently 192.90 on the March contract. But there's definitely a firmer tone in here, and as a consequence of that, I will most definitely be rolling forward my gold shorts. I was quite complacent with those previously. I started to acquire them on the breakout and added on strength. Overall, my optimum strategy for gold is to buy on weakness, but my February gold positions will need to either let them expire tomorrow or to roll them forward into the April contract, and I will certainly be rolling them forward. But to say I was complacent with those trades because I didn't protect them within the money stops and pay the price as a result. So I'll take a loss on those positions. I'm expecting that to be a temporary loss given the overall uptrend for gold and the secular bull activity here and the firmer tone that we've seen quite recently. I've got a small profit on my smaller position in the gold futures, which is a position I picked up in the April contract when gold was back at around the 420 level. I will also roll forward what is still showing a loss, albeit a small loss. It's one of my baby steps trades, which is in February natural gas. That expires tomorrow, and so I need to either let it expire or roll that forward. I'll probably roll that into the April contract for tactical reasons. I also have some positions in the March contract. Now, my strategy all along has been to buy that on weakness, and on a couple of occasions I've been surprised by the extent of the weakness, including the last time I was making these purchases. But again, this has lost downward momentum. The chart is firming up, and now closed natural gas today on the February contract closed at 647.6 up to 136 points. I think this cold snap that we're seeing in the U.S. should keep that price firm as well. Now, crude oil, which is interesting, that got up to 49.24 here today, so getting close to that psychological $50 level once again. Then it backed off, came right back down to about the lows of the day at 47.80, but then picked up again towards the close to 48.81, so up 28 cents on the day. And that's a firm price overall. Remember I said among these supply and elasticity trades that oil had been first into the correction. It wouldn't be at all surprising if it was first out of the correction and first to start moving up and pressuring resistance levels. Well, it's certainly been among the early leaders. We've had a laggard such as zinc perform quite strongly. Most of the metals were generally firm today, although gave up some of those gains when the euro came off its highs against the US dollar. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights, but just as we've got about an hour to go on Wall Street, which is currently unchanged on the Dow. It's given up a rally. It had been up about 50 points at one stage. And, say, unchanged, the S&P's down just under a point. And the NASDAQ, that's the weaker one, down almost 1% at 19.5 points on the NASDAQ Composite Index. Have an excellent evening.